Photographing families and telling their unique story can be such a challenge, especially for those of you that are just starting out in photography. Figuring out your style and how it is that you want to go about documenting a family is such a process, and I know for me, it changed so much over the course of the years and is still evolving even to this day. No matter what your style is, the underlying goal is to always document the story of the family that it is you're photographing and to capture unique images of them that are true to who they are as individuals and as a family unit and convey that with emotion and love and moments shared together. If you want to hear about one of my dear friends and favorite photographers in the world, chat about her unique style to photographing families and how she's able to document every single one in such a beautiful and artful way, then this episode is for you. Welcome to the Fill Your Frame podcast. I'm your host, Jillian Golding. I was a young mama and full-time teacher when I first picked up my camera and started down the path of creating a highly successful and sought-after photography business. I managed to turn that side hustle into a full-time job that sustains a balanced life where I can give more to my five littles at home. After building this business for the last 10 years, I want to invite you into a space where you can take a peek behind the scenes of my camera-ready life. Join in weekly where I will open up discussions with other creative artists turned business pros as we share real life strategies, stories, and action steps for you to turn your passion into profits. Lean in because we're about to get the show started. Remember, you can subscribe to today's show on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Audible. I'm so excited to have Ro Berkey on the podcast today. Ro is a dear friend of mine and an incredible storytelling family photographer. She's a mama and a wife that resides in Chicago, Illinois area, and Ro has such a unique way that she approaches photographing families. It's seriously awe-inspiring, and if you haven't seen her work, you need to go check it out right after this episode. But I'm so thankful that social media brought us together and we've created a great friendship and that she was willing to get on the podcast with me. This is her first podcast episode ever, and she did such an amazing job. So I'm so thankful that she agreed to chat with me. I just want to read a little quote from Ro's website, kind of to give you guys a little bit of a glimpse as to how she views family photography. She says, "Though my work has evolved and transformed over the years, my love for photos being more than just something to see, but something to feel and experience has been constant. My passion is documenting those real, everyday moments and interactions that seem ordinary and uncovering the beauty in them." That is her in a nutshell, and she does it so incredibly well. Let's get to the interview and chat with Ro. Hey there, let's welcome Ro to the show. How are you, Ro?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited we're finally doing this. We've been hoping to do this forever, and here we are. This is so exciting.
I know. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk today.
Me too. We're going to talk about so many great things, but just getting into it, we're going to mostly focus on storytelling family photos. And I know that like the cliche word of storytelling, but we're going to kind of talk about actual storytelling photos and like the process and what we think of it and all the things. And we know your style has a little bit of the documentary vibe sprinkled in there. So I absolutely love it. It's insane and so beautiful. So I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. But really quick, could you do just a brief intro just so people that are listening, if they aren't familiar with you, can get to know you a little bit?
Sure. My name is Ro. I guess I've been calling myself a lifestyle photographer by default. I don't really know if that's actually what I am, but I mainly focus on families. I do a lot of, like more documentary kind of style, like people just living their lives and capturing it in an artful and beautiful way. And I've been doing this for over 8 years, currently in Chicagoland area. But yeah, it's been something that started kind of as like a side thing and now is like my full-time gig. So I've been loving it.
Yay. And you just are into the education world as well, which is super fun. You just released your first online course.
Did.
Which I got a peek at and it's perfect and great. So that's exciting.
Thank you. That is one of those things that I never thought I would do ever. Feeling proud to just try something different. But yeah, it's been going really great.
Yay. We'll all have the links to that at the end of the show notes too, if people are interested in that. Okay. Well, let's get into it. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, which I think anyone listening and they go to your social media and your profile and they see your work, there's something different about the way that you approach photographing families, which is incredible and beautiful and fresh is the word that comes to my mind, because in a sea of sameness on social media, I feel like we all want to stand out in our own unique way. And I feel like that's something that you do really well. So kind of thinking about it from your own perspective as an artist and a photographer, what do you think like sets your approach apart? Like, what do you think you're doing maybe that's different than
what other people are doing, because I feel like that's something people are going to want to know.
So I'll start by saying, like, I think it's amazing that there are so many different approaches, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I love that family photography can look so different. And I definitely in no way feel like my way is like the way or the
only course, yeah,
thing. But I definitely feel like for me, I try to center on, yeah, like what I'm inspired by mm-hmm. outside of family photography. So I love like old films. Like, I grew up watching old films a lot. I love people watching, like people are interesting to me. So yeah. Just like taking notes about how people just naturally interact with each other, design, light, music, everything that kind of makes me feel, I really try to have that be the lens that I see people through. And also I put a really high value on getting to know people, my families before the actual session. So I try to get to like a deeper level before we just like show up and decide we're like taking photos. I think that's really important to do. So I think that really sets it apart, because families are already feeling comfortable with me. They mm-hmm. trust what we're going to do. We're all on the same page, and it just kind of naturally unfolds from there. And yeah, just like honoring the family for who they are.
Yeah, no, I love that. And a little bit into this episode, we'll kind of get into more of your process, but I feel like that is such an important piece, and one that I don't know about you, but I didn't do when I first started photography. And since I've implemented that, just that sincerity and that desire to get to really know the families I'm photographing, it has improved my work leaps and bounds. And also it just helps them feel seen and heard and feel like I truly value who they are as individuals, not just someone I'm trying to get a pretty picture for my website, right? Like,
totally. Yeah. They need to know that they are not just another job. They're not just another prop to move around to get your social media looking how you want it to be. Like, they're people and they want you to see them for who they are, right? Like, that's, yeah, it's just huge.
Yeah, it really is. So kind of when you are planning a session, and you're trying to get to know the family. So if someone's listening and they're thinking, okay, I love that she does that. So how does she do that? Can you just kind of share a little bit about, not necessarily everything that you don't have to, but like just some of the things you might do before the session to kind of set the tone?
Yeah. So something I definitely make sure to do is a questionnaire. So this is something I started a few years ago, and it's a game changer. Like mm-hmm. it's questions that are like evoking them to think deeper. It's making them reflect on like, why are we taking the time to do these pictures? Like, why are we investing? Cause it's an investment. Like this mm-hmm. is something that you're just like showing up to and getting it over with. So I have a lot of questions that are really thought provoking about this season of their life, about what things they love about their family, like even like little details. So like I have little prompts, even like, is it the freckles on their cheek? Is it the way they clap when they like tell a joke? Is it the way they, you know, embrace you when, you know, that makes you feel safe? Like stuff like that, that is so much more meaningful than like a list of poses, right?
Yes.
So it's about really knowing, yeah, what is this season really looking like for you guys? What do you want to remember 20 years down the road? Mm-hmm. We're not in this season of life anymore. And so from there, I really get a good sense of who my family is. And it already is forming that like unique perspective. Like I'm seeing what they care about and seeing what they value.
Yeah.
And there, we're really able to understand what their hope is for our time together. And that goes into like location and wardrobe, that kind of stuff, which I honestly don't do a ton of directing on wardrobe, because mm-hmm. I really do want families to be themselves. Like I have a what to wear guide that I'll send to them as well, that like outlining little things like keep in mind about like the location, making sure you have the right like footwear for where we're at. Like if we're hiking, don't wear something that's uncomfortable.
Sandals. Yeah.
Not that I'm hiking a lot, but you know what I mean? It's like, be thoughtful about where we're at. Mm-hmm. And I have suggestions that can help make the photos look as best they can. But really, I don't harp too much on that, because I don't want them thinking that that's the point. Like the point is for them to be themselves, be comfortable, and really enjoy their time together. But yeah, from that questionnaire, that's really where we like start to really form what our time together is going to look like. I create like a little inspo board that really helps us get on the same page and give them an idea of like some emotive imagery. And I make sure to tell them like, this is not a shot list.
Yeah.
This is not about trying to replicate anything. This is
right.
To inspire feelings, emotions, maybe a little bit inspo of how we spend our time together. And that really helps get everyone on the same page as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So a couple of things I want to pull from that, that I love. So I love that you mentioned that you don't like, you're not super involved in their wardrobe choosing. And I think there's obviously a couple of ways. Everyone's going to have a different opinion on it. Being as a photographer and artist, some people are really like, I choose everything down to the shoes. I choose it all. I provide the wardrobe. And sure. Then some of us are like, oh, well, I want them to truly be themselves. So I give guidelines. Right. Sure. And so I feel like I like your approach because it's more about the clients, and we're serving them and helping them have art that they're going to look back on later that truly represents who they are as a family and people. I know you and I talked about this a little before we started recording, but I just feel like there's so much power in that. And I feel like when we do that, it helps them feel like these are truly going to be a representation of who they are. Can you just speak to that for a second? What do you think about that?
Yeah. So I think it can be easy when you see certain images as a client, right? Like you're seeing all these beautiful imagery, either from a photographer that you follow or on Pinterest or something. And you're like, I want that. Like those are beautiful. And I want that exact thing, whether that's really a representation of like who you are. I feel like that should be more considered, right? So like, just because something is beautiful doesn't mean that's exactly how your photos need to look in order to be beautiful. So right. If you're more comfortable in like an oversized t-shirt and jeans, and that's like the vibe of your family too, like you should do that. Like, cause when you look back, you're gonna see those like images of yourselves and actually feel like, yes, that was us. This was us in that time.
Yeah.
And you're gonna just be instantly transported back to that. And if you're just wearing what you think you're supposed to wear or shooting at a location that you think you're supposed to shoot at, then you're losing a little bit of yourself. And so not that there's anything wrong with, you know, flowy dresses on a mountaintop.
Right.
At all. But if that's not really resonating with like who you are, then be creative with your photographer, like explore ideas that can be more unique to you, because that's going to be more meaningful in the long run.
Yes, no, definitely. And I think I laughed when we talked about earlier, when you were like, did our parents love the photos in the Sears studio with the pretty dress and the bow? Yes, they loved them, but did they represent who we were as a family? Absolutely not, right?
No, like, no. For my family, we had this framed photo of us, the three kids matching. I had like bangs that had to be curled that morning. And I remember I got burned. So I was like, really angry on the inside, and I had to match, and I just like hated my life that day. That is the photo that was over our fireplace for years, and that was not us. Like we had photo albums like filled with all these candid, you know, film moments that my, you know, parents had captured through the years, and that's like what we treasure. Like that's what we spend, you know, so much time looking through and loving and being like, oh my God, yeah, do you remember that? Do you remember that? Like, that's kind of what I feel like comes like my motivation for my work. So like, it doesn't have to be about a special occasion. It doesn't have to be about, you know, looking your Sunday best or whatever. Like these can be about you and your family and like the way that you love each other, the way that you connect, and honoring how beautiful that can look in your own way.
Yeah. So. Well, right. And in your own way, and in a way that's truly authentic to who you are. Like, I just think about like life in general, like whether we've lost a loved one or had a, you know, something happened that was tragic. It's like, what are you really going to hold on to? You're going to hold on to that album that you're talking about with all of the candid images that truly show personality and excitement and emotion, whether it's sadness, joy, whatever, in those moments. And you can kind of transport yourself back to those through those images. You're not looking at the photo on the wall thinking, oh my gosh, like this was the most perfect day ever. It's like, you know, that's the opposite of how you feel. So
moving away from those feelings, because yeah, like so many feelings are attached to like photographs, right? Like I know that from an early age, I think that's what I've resonated with. It's like, wow, when you look at a photo, you're in that moment again. And so how you approach it and feeling seen, feeling comfortable, you remember that when you look at your photos. Like it could be the most beautiful photo in the world, but if you had a really uncomfortable experience taking that photo, if you felt like a prop, like you had to be a certain way and you had to be perfect, and you felt like they were trying to replicate something that they saw on Pinterest or something, like it's not going to give you the same feeling as you just, you know, honestly being with your people and hanging out.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I love that approach. And I think that that's kind of the realness that I'm hoping our industry is like getting more of and shifting to a little more, because I just feel like it's needed. I feel like it's needed. And that's what our clients really want, in my opinion, at least the ones that I resonate with the most, because I think as a mom, like, and of five kids and, you know, as a family, like that's what I want. Right. And so I try to think of it like that, like, what is it that's the most meaningful to me? And that's what I always try to give to my clients as well. Right. To knowing it's probably meaningful to them. Okay. So kind of going with that, as far as your clients, do you feel like when you are doing this session, like, are you trying to do a dance of like that, like capturing them truly in essence and still getting maybe the kind of posed more ones, like looking at the camera that they want? Or kind of tell me about your process when you're going through your session a little bit. Cause I think sometimes people feel like that pull of, I want to do all of these things in like more of a documentary style, but I know my client's going to want XYZ and I have to please them. So you're kind of like, they feel like they're stuck in the middle.
Where I'm at now, so it's been a journey, I don't have that issue really. Early on I did, because I feel like what was missing was setting expectations.
Yes.
Marketing in a way that was really portraying what I'm inspired by and what I value. I think what makes the difference now is I over-communicate on like every platform. Like mm-hmm. I make sure people know I'm inspired by those honest in-between moments, candid. I want you guys to be yourselves. I'm not inspired by everyone being perfectly posed, looking at the camera, smiling the whole time. Like I'm very clear about that. I show through images too, that this is what you can expect. You can expect we're going to like get a little artsy a little bit with your moments. Mm-hmm. But it's still you, right? Like I'm not overly, directing everything. I give suggestions, but I make sure that people, are still comfortable and I'm not too tied to any one idea that I have. But yeah, I think where I strike the balance, I guess a little bit, is I always do make sure within my sessions, I usually say, I give like literally probably 1 minute, maybe two, of everyone looking at the camera. I call it for like grandma's fridge, right?
Yeah, totally.
That doesn't care about your artsy, you know, shit that you're Instagram. Like she wants all her grandkids looking at the camera and smiling at her for her fridge. So mm-hmm. I usually gauge whether that's best to get that right away in the beginning, or at some point I see the moment, I'm like, okay, let's like, we'll do, you know, quick looking over here. And then I just redirect them to be like, okay, we're done with that, you know?
Yeah.
And I make sure that they know too, like we are just really hanging out. Like, I don't need you to look at the camera. I don't need mm-hmm. to say cheese. Like, I'll let you know if I need over here. But my clients at this point know that what we're doing is capturing their life, capturing them connecting together. Like that's really the most important thing. And it's not about, yeah, a checklist of poses to like do a holiday card, right?
So yes, no, and I love that. I think that it, I love what you said, that it's been a process, because I think sometimes people like that are starting in photography or somewhat new or realizing that they want to change their style because it's not resonating. I went through that a couple years into my journey. It was like, what am I doing? This doesn't even light me up. I'm going to totally change my style. And I went through a road of a drought, like not a lot of bookings, things like that, because I had to start to find the right people. Right. And like you mentioned, I did that by only showing what it was that I wanted to shoot now. And it was like, my old clients were like, what the heck? What, this is not what we were, you know? And I'm like, I'm doing more of what aligns with myself. Like, and so I want to encourage anyone listening, like never be afraid to change so that you can feel in alignment and feel like you are creating art that truly represents what you love and who you are. Right. Like I did that years into my journey, and yes, it was hard at the beginning. And yes, there was a drought as I shifted clientele, but I can't even imagine had I not done that. Like I would probably not even be a photographer anymore, because honestly, what I was doing before was not making me happy. Right. Oh. I was shooting to make other people happy and not myself. And I'm like, I'm not doing anyone any good. Right. Like
I can totally resonate with that. Like there's been multiple times in my journey where I'm just like, I'm done. Like I'm not. And so that's a really good gauge for me that I need to shift something. So if I'm starting to feel bored, it's really not because my other work is bad or it wasn't, you know, valuable or meaningful. It's my ADHD. Like, I'm just like, I don't know, like, let's try something else. And like, I feel like I've like reinvented my editing style every year. Like I just, I like to explore. And so, yeah, you have permission to change. You have permission to shift in how you want to approach things. It might mean you lose some people, but by niching down, by being so specific to how you want to capture people, that is what people looking at your work, coming to your website, are actually going to like connect with and trust you, because they're going to be very clear about the experience that they're going to get with you. Mm-hmm. And that's what, yeah, that trust is really going to get built strong, because they're not wondering like, oh, you know, like I really like this kind of photography, or like these kind of images, and maybe she'll just like edit that way, cause that's what I like. Mm-hmm. Like I even go into my website about editing. Like, this is how I like to approach it. You know,
right.
I'm never going to edit a certain way because someone asked me to. Like, you come to the people that you are drawn to, because that's what they're doing. That's what lights them up. And that's what's most important. So I think it's so important to keep growing and keep exploring and taking risks with your work. And the people that are in, you know, in it for the long haul or continue to resonate with it are going to stick with you. And it can only help to just have clients who are just 100% obsessed with what you're doing.
Yes.
You're making it that clear that that's, you know, the work that you're going to put out. So,
well, and just the communication is so vital, right? And I think that's a piece that a lot of people miss. They feel like they don't have to over communicate. They feel like their clients know. We make assumptions, right? And it's like, we have to act like our clients don't know anything, right? Because it's part of our job to over communicate so that we make this experience the best we can for them, you know? And then talking about marketing too, one of the things that I teach my students is like the attract repel, right? Which is kind of what you're talking about. Like, you want your work and what you're posting to attract the right people and repel the wrong ones. Like, you're never doing yourself any favors when you are kind of trying to please everybody. Like, oh, a little bit of documentary, but then some posing this. And it's like, then people get confused. Like, well, if I go to her, what am I getting? So they're going to go somewhere else. Right. I mean,
and I realized that when I really wanted to shift away from how I was approaching family photography early on, which was adhering to what I thought clients wanted me to do, or what I thought family photography was supposed to be like, be looking like, I never post photos of people smiling, looking at the camera, anywhere.
Seriously. Right.
That's why I have some clients who are like, hey, do you think we can get like one? I'm like, oh yeah, I'll give you a couple, but they know, it's not like they're shocked. Like, there's so many sessions where I don't even do, like, they don't even ask for even that. Like, they don't even care.
Well, no, those aren't the ones that you're printing. Those aren't the ones that, you know what I mean? Like, that's not it. It's the one where your son is touching your face in a certain way that reminds you of like his heart. Yeah. You know, those are the ones you're printing. So yeah, it's always crazy to me when I look back at my old work where I was so focused on the wrong things that didn't light me up. And I'm like, I can't believe I even shot like this. It's wild, right?
Totally.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's get into a little bit more about your process. So we talked a lot about kind of what you do before the session, meaning tons of communication. You do the questionnaire with, and I love that you said that you put on their thought-provoking questions, because I think sometimes when people hear the word questionnaire, they're thinking generic, like, you know, oh, where's your favorite thing to do together, which is good, but you have to get deeper than that, right? Like, why is that your favorite thing? So I love that you have all those thought-provoking questions. I think that's amazing. And then I love that you talked about, you kind of do the style board Pinterest thing, you know, and I think that's game changer. Cause one of the things I love when you and I had chatted offline, like off this recording about that in the past, is that it helps just that communication be really clear visually, because like, I'm a really visual person and learner. And so like, someone could say something to me and what I'm envisioning in my head could be totally different than what they're thinking, even though they're saying the same words, right? So when I can see something visually, I know that like, oh, that's what they meant. Okay. Now I get it. Like, we're matching up now. Have you found that with your clients at all?
Oh yeah. I only really started doing this last year, on a whim, because, I did some personal work where I was collaborating with my sister-in-law for these photos, and we were like, yeah, we need to get some ideas, created a little, you know, inspo board together, and it just clicked. I was like, why am I not doing this with my clients? Like, You need visuals. I think, again, visual learner, because I think one thing in my head when I'm saying something and my clients could be thinking something completely different. I've gotten people on the same page about something that I suggested.
Yeah.
That, like showing some examples of what I kind of mean. And I've gotten clarity that someone doesn't want something when I thought we were on the same page through an inspo board. And so I've noticed a huge shift with people just being even more excited for their session once they have that inspo board, because they know like, oh, wow, like, yeah, those are some really cool, like artsy kind of moments, but they still feel, you know, genuine. Mm-hmm. And they know that I'm not giving them all these pictures because I'm expecting, you know, us to shoot all these moments exactly.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely been a game changer to include that in my process. And I've just been so surprised, but it makes sense, right? Because even during my sessions, it's like, I can have an idea for something in my head. I'm horrible at saying it audibly. I have to get in there and show them exactly what I'm thinking. They could be trying to do it. Like, we can either struggle for 5 minutes, you trying to do what I'm thinking, or I'll just like lay on the ground and show you. And so, yeah, it's all about just clear communication, right? Like, let's be on the same page, same team.
Yes, excellent. Totally. And I'm only laughing because I do the exact same thing. It's like something I want them to do. I'm like, I just have to show you because I'll explain it wrong for 10 minutes and we'll never get there. And I'll end up showing you anyway. So that's so funny. Our brains are like the same. Well, and I love,
makes them feel uncomfortable, like they're doing something wrong. Yeah. If they're like struggling through something, and that affects how they feel about themselves too in the pictures, right? Like, you don't want that. So
you don't want them insecure thinking, oh my gosh, I'm doing this wrong. Like, there's no wrong way to do it. It's just, it's my fault for not explaining it well. That's usually oh my gosh. Okay. So we got all the stuff before. So let's kind of talk about when you're shooting the session. So obviously prior to this, you've communicated about wardrobe, location, like kind of the vibe you're going for. You've gotten to know the family through the questionnaire and things like that. And so then kind of what's your vibe when you get to the session, and kind of how do you navigate that? Because I think that's one of the things that a lot of people struggle with. I know for myself, it was a long process of me fine tuning my like session flow, interacting with clients to where I felt like really comfortable with it. Like, I could flow easily and I could get the feeling I'm wanting and the photos I want out of it. Right. And obviously it changes every time. There's different dynamics, family dynamics, but generally speaking, can you kind of speak about like how you go about your sessions a little?
Sure. So usually when I show up, it already feels like we're friends, right? Because we spent that time already connecting. Usually we've done that, like even at like a FaceTime call, if they're a new client, because partly I think that stemmed from me having just anxiety about meeting new people. I had to make sure like we can see each other, we can feel each other out, like, and be on the same page. But yeah, I show up and I spend, you know, 10-15 minutes just talking, right? Like, I don't want them to feel like I've arrived, your time has started, and go, you know, very
clock is running,
running, get those moments. So I definitely want to check in with them. Like, you know, who knows what that morning or like time before the session went, like it could have been insanity with their family getting ready and stressful. And I want to like set them at ease. I want to, just catch up, see how they're doing. If it's at a house, I'll kind of just like walk around, get a little tour.
Yeah, and that's good.
The main thing that I do is I give a little pep talk. So I don't even know why I call it pep talk. It's just like a recentering on why we're there, right? Mm-hmm. So I talk about like, hey, really just want you guys to be yourselves, be as comfortable as possible. We're really here to just document your family connecting and interacting together. We'll hang out in different spots, either like in your home or if we're outside. We'll start here and then we'll just kind of see what happens. Usually if it's a location, like an outdoor location, I get there like 15 minutes before then. Sometimes like anxiety is really ramping up and I need some time to like, just like be before they get there.
Yeah.
I'll like mentally be like, okay, I think we'll start in this one spot. Could be cool if we move over here and maybe end over there.
Yeah. That's
a very loose outline, but I let them know. I'm like, we'll try different things. If it works out, fine. If not, I don't care. Like a lot of it is going to be gauging how the kids are doing, letting the kids lead a little bit, make everything be so much less stressful and go a lot smoother. So yeah. And if I suggest something and doesn't feel comfortable, just make it comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And that's really where I feel like they remember like, oh yes, like that's why we're here. Cause the stress from earlier could be ramping up from them as well. Kids are just like not feeling it. They can feel, you know, everything has been coming to this moment. Like,
yes.
Hey, child, behave.
Totally the stress.
I let them know, like, we can take breaks. My sessions are the amount of time they are for a reason, like, so that you don't have to feel this, like, crazy stress to get all these moments in a short amount of time. Like, we can take breaks.
Yeah.
And so, that recentering for them really, I think, is great and just sets them at ease a little bit more before we start shooting, because it is a very vulnerable thing to get photos taken. And throughout the process of shooting, I try to be as vulnerable as possible to let them know, like, they can be vulnerable with me. Whether it's just like talking about just life, like shooting the stuff, joking around, whatever, or a lot of times, like if I have an idea for something and it really is not working out, like I'm very like, verbal, I guess, with things that don't work out. I'm like, oh man, I thought that was gonna look cool. It does not at all. So try something else. Like, and I let them know, like, it's okay to, you know, make mistakes. Like, I don't have every moment planned out. You're not gonna do it wrong.
Yeah.
If I adjust something, or if I suggest how you maybe are like laying on your, you know, partner's shoulder or something, it's not because you're doing it wrong. It's just like, I have an idea for how it could look different. But yeah, just giving them permission to really be themselves, stay present, and we just flow from there, really. And that's really how every session feels so different. Kids are wild cards, right? Like, who knows what they're feeling? An outgoing kid could be really shy the day of the session, and so that is how we approach it too. But yeah, that's usually where I kind of go is just feel out the energy, and then go from there.
Well, a couple things I want to pull from that. So I love that you give the pep talk at the beginning of the session, because I feel like, at least for me, and I do something similar, it just is like a reset button. You know what I mean? It just resets and brings everyone together. Like, here's our common goal for today. Like, here's what we're doing. And I feel like, at least for me, like with kids, I know from being a school teacher and stuff, like, when they know the expectation and they know the boundaries and what's happening, like, they are so much more at ease. I mean, we have to look at it like, here's a child coming to this maybe random location if they were not shooting at their home. And there's this woman that I've never met, and she has a big black camera and she's telling me what to do and all, right? Like, it's like, it could be so odd to them. Okay. But I think when we like get low and we have eye contact, we talk about what we're going to do, how we're going to have fun. Like, I feel like for me, when I started doing that, that was a game changer because the kids buying in, the mom feels like I've got it handled. Everyone can take a breath. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Like, yeah, I love that you said, like, it's just going to flow and there's no expectation. Like, yes, I might have some stuff planned. If it doesn't work, oh, well, right? Like, who cares? It'll be great. And so I feel like doing that helps probably your clients feel so much more relaxed and at ease to be themselves, right? I think in contrast, it's like when we don't do this over communication and we don't set the tone, it's like, it's not allowing them to be vulnerable and open in themselves because we are so stressed. We're not communicating. We're telling them to pose this and that. Like, it just is such a different vibe.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can't assume that anyone remembers maybe what you talked about before.
So true.
Who wasn't really a part of the planning process, if not doing a pep talk for, you know, the kids or, the, you know, it could be for them too, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone who maybe wasn't a part of the planning process, what the expectations are. But yeah, I love what you said about like with the kids, like getting low and showing them like that they can trust you. Like I'll let them like take some pictures with my camera too, just to show it's like, oh, see, when I do this, this is what happens. Like, we're just kind of, you know, and kids these days, right? They've seen pictures being taken a lot, I'm sure.
Yes.
It gives them a little bit of control because it can probably be out of control to like be in this setting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. And I think what also sets can be showing your relationship with the parents is, yes, like fun and interactive. The parents seem at ease, I'm going to be at ease, right?
Yes, totally. Yeah, for the most part. And I think too, the other thing I love that you said was that when you try something and it's not like going how you hoped or thought it would, that you just say that, because I totally do that too. I'm like, oh geez, no, let's move over here. That was not what I pictured in my mind, or it didn't work out. And I think when we show that vulnerability, like you talked about, it's like, it just sets the tone of like, oh, like this is fun. She's cool with it. Like we're making, you know, I'm not like, it's less of a performance and more of a collaboration of like, hey, let's try things. Let's make this fun. And then when we're like, oh my gosh, that was terrible. They're like, oh, that feels good. Like I feel like I can connect with that. I'm a hot mess too. Right. Like I just feel like it just is so much more real for people.
Yeah. Like she's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, like I can say, I don't need you to be perfect all day, but if I'm trying to come across as perfect and having everything, you know, just so, then it's not really fair to expect that from them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then from their eyes, it's kind of like, oh, you lead by example, and they kind of follow your lead as the photographer, right? Like it kind of sets the tone. So I love that. Thank you for sharing all that, because I think the overarching theme here too is so much about communication, right? And I feel like that's something that has to, in my opinion, like is learned over time. A lot of us as photographers are more creative and artful, and that's not necessarily kind of like the business side of things for me is not my like strong point, right? It's the similar with that. It's just learning the communication that needs to happen in order to be able to create the type of images that you are wanting to create. Like you wouldn't get the sessions that you do, Ro, if like you didn't do all of these things beforehand. It would not be the same, right? I mean,
no, I mean, there's a reason why I don't do a lot of mini sessions. Ironically, I did one recently, like a motherhood one. Mm-hmm. I still tried to set expectations clear about, you know, the intentions of why I wanted to do them, all this kind of stuff. It wasn't as in depth because it's such a short amount of time.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, showing up to a session when you just got their name, ages, and like what their favorite music is, it's going to be a different vibe of a session than if you're spending that time getting to actually know them. Mm-hmm. Because I know everyone talks about like, oh, like telling a story, like what the hell does that actually mean?
Right.
It's getting to know them, like being an observer, noticing their little quirks, noticing how they interact, and then whatever you're inspired by. So like, I love all different perspectives. I love unique light.
Mm-hmm.
How I'm capturing them being them though. Like, it's not me making them into something that they're not. It's, yes. It's like remembering these things that are so important to them and make up what their story is and capturing that. And it's not like contrived, because I've spent that time getting to know who they are. And yes. That happens during the shoot too. Like I'm continually trying to like read what's going on and step back and observe and then capture those little things that they want to remember about the people they love. And that's, to me, like that's their story.
No, I love that. It's so beautiful. And that is the story. And that's what it's about, right? It's about seeing things. And so much of being a photographer in that documentary sense a little bit is about being an observer and like taking the time to pause and really observe what's happening versus constantly like forcing. I think when I can think back to when I first started, it was a lot more forcing because I was nervous and I was unsure. And so I felt like I had to do pose after pose after pose after pose. And when you do that, you are not allowing for any sort of like true authenticity to come about because there's no downtime, right?
Yes. Like anytime I like, I think of it in like base poses, and I have no better word for it, but to me, the only things I'm checking off really are like, have them sitting, have them standing, have them walking, get some close-ups, get some far away. It's like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Actually, like when early on, I definitely resonate with you. Like I was so nervous. What if there's a silent moment?
Totally.
I need to know what's next because I'm like, they hired me. I should know what I'm doing. And really now I just kind of like, okay, go ahead and sit there. And I like to see what they just do naturally before I like get in there and adjust anything. Yeah. And so many pictures that are my favorite are ones where I literally had nothing to do with it. Like they just were like being themselves and they positioned themselves how they felt they wanted to. And that would have never happened if I was just obsessed with making sure I got, you know, the right pose or mimicking something that I saw or something like that. So.
Right. You weren't micromanaging, you know, or you can't, you know, I feel like that's when that always is the case, right? Like moments that just happen that I never probably could have even thought of end up happening naturally because of my clients. And then those are my favorite. I'm like, this is amazing. I love this. Like this just happened, which is so great because it's really truly who they are, right? Like I'm not going to go make you sit a certain way or do a certain thing that's so unnatural to you because that also shows through in the images, right? Like
that's about feeling out that energy, right? Like you got to know who they are before. So if you can tell these people in front of you are more reserved, they interact in a like more calm manner, you know, like you're going to know not to make them run around going crazy. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You have to honor who they are. And that's why having a list of poses is so like it robs them of just like being themselves, right? Because it's just one size fits all, like be in this pose because it looks cool, not necessarily because it feels like them.
Right. And I found the more when I used to shoot more of worrying about pose after pose after pose, like I would feel so unfulfilled with what I was creating because it didn't have any meaning or purpose or feeling behind it for me. And so it was like it was just a checklist. Literally, that's what it was. And I would leave feeling like uninspired and I'm kind of trying to figure out why. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's why. Yeah. Right. So then when I started shooting a lot more loose and just letting them guide some and things like that, it was like, wow, this is where the magic happens. Like this is it. Right. So I love that. Do you have a photography experience that really stands out to you that's maybe been like pivotal for you or your favorite session or favorite moment of any kind?
I have so many good moments with my families. It's so hard to pick one, but I feel like one that stands out to me that I feel like I keep going back to, there was this session. It was a family where I've shot them before. It was still something that felt a little bit haphazard. I don't know, like we didn't get to plan as much as I thought we were going to. It was just like, it didn't work out. So I went into it feeling a little nervous, feeling a little like, okay, that's just their personalities. They're very laid back, like they're very low maintenance. And so it really felt like 100% like stepping back. But what I loved about it was the mom was so present with her kids. She was like running around, doing airplane, chasing them, laying on the grass, it was like at like golden hour, they were like, you know, looking at the sky together, picking flowers. Like it was so them.
Yeah.
It felt very editorial, which was so fun for me to like capture, but it wasn't me forcing all of those moments to happen. It was her just being so free and like unabandoned with like her love with her kids and just embracing the light, you know, like everything. And so something that I really loved about it was I like had mentioned to her, so she was wearing this like really pretty, like kind of like white see-through dress.
Yeah.
As we were walking to the second part of the location, which was at the beach, I was like, as soon as I saw your dress, it reminded me of the movie Ever After when she was like in the water, you know, like, again, like movies. I have like so many movies just like living in my head.
I love like, that movie though.
Yes. And so I was like, it reminds me of that scene where she's swimming in the water and the, you know, the white dress is just like floating and stuff.
Yeah.
It was just like offhanded, you know, comment. And so we were kind of laughing about that. And then when we got there, the kids, you know, fully clothed, they wanted to like go in the water and they just let their kids do it. And I loved it. I was capturing all of that. And they were sitting on the beach watching their kids just play in the water. And their oldest came over to her and was like, "Mom, come in. And not everyone would do this. And this is why I feel like it stands out to me. She was like, "Okay." And she was starting to go in. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, you're going to go in. I'm going to go in. Like, so I like rolled up my jeans as far as I possibly could, like took off my Converse. And I went in with her. Definitely did not have that planned at all. But she just was like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's go in the water." And she was like floating in the water, splashing around with her kids. And it's like the epitome of why I love doing what I'm doing, because it was the freedom to just be themselves, interact when they wanted to, and me being able to capture it in a way that, you know, felt like me as well. And it was crazy. That moment happened. She was like floating in the water and with her white dress. And I was like,
"Oh my gosh,
it's happening." And I didn't like,
"Michelle could be so happy right now." No, I'm just kidding.
It was so cool. And so,
it was fun.
Everything about it, it was like, you know, that golden light, not that that has to be everything, but it was just everything felt very honest and beautiful and really not super planned at all. And there's those images that they really trust me. Like I did a lot of like blurry and like motion. Yeah. I edited a little bit different than I usually do. And yeah, it just felt like emotive and warm. And I don't know, I just love that shoot so much. So that's like what I try to bring to every session is like, really be yourself. It like pays off, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, and I love that she was such a fun mom. Like that's one of my goals is to try to be more fun. I feel like at some point when we get stuck and busy, it's easy to not be as fun and like to say, "Oh no, I don't want to get wet, blah, blah, blah." And it's like, oh my gosh, who freaking cares? Get out there, get wet. Your kids are going to seriously remember this forever. And now you have amazing images to show for it. Like how fun you were, you know?
Yeah, they definitely had no, you know, plan B for clothes or towels or anything, but yeah, that's what it is. It's like, why not? Why not just go for it? Don't feel so like precious or overthink everything. Just
yes.
Present.
Be present in the moment. And that's what our goal is, right? Doing all this communication ahead of time, getting them there. It's like, just be present in the moment and let it unfold naturally. And that's where you're going to get the magic. And that's what I try to explain. And most of the clients understand that. And some are still a little nervous or have anxiety, right? But that's part of our job to comfort them too. So, okay. So like, let's say someone's listening and then they want to kind of realize that they want to kind of document more in this way that we're talking about, right? Rather than maybe something that doesn't align with them, or they want to do a mixture. But if just thinking about documenting in this more like truly honest and like artful, authentic way, what would you say to them? Like, what would be a good start? How could to make that shift a little bit if they're wanting to incorporate it more?
A first step would be to really take note of what you are actually inspired by. If you're only inspiration is coming from other family photography, I think you're just going to get a cycle of feeling either competitive or just hard on yourself, comparing your work to other people. There's so many photographers that I look up to their family work, and I can appreciate it for what it is, but my work, it doesn't look like theirs at all. And that's good. Like, that's because I'm inspired by different things. So I think you have to take the time to find out what you're inspired by outside of family photography and let that be that filter, that lens perspective that you want to capture families, because that's what's going to keep you centered, I think, you know, like from being overwhelmed with how you could capture families and like how it could look or aesthetic or editing or whatever. If you're centered on what actually lights you up and inspires you, then that's just going to keep you more grounded in like feeling secure about your work. And then once you're there, that's what you can communicate to other people who are coming to your site, coming to your Instagram, whatever, like who are interested in finding out who you are, what you're about, what you value. Market that. Like, that's what you should be showing. Like for me, when I wanted to make that shift, I asked my sister-in-law and her family, I was like, hi, so can I take your photos? Because try something new. I want to do a different approach, but I have nothing to show for it. And so I definitely suggest doing that, either like, personal work, asking friends or family, even people that you follow on Instagram, like offering to do a free session and use that work for marketing. I think I got rid of so much of my images from before I started. And I only had a little bit to show, but it was enough. And then from that, I just kept building what I shared on my website. So yeah, definitely if you don't have the work, try and make it. Cause in that space, it's like, you can take risks. You can try something new. I know I was so scared to like lay on the ground and take photos early on. I felt like, I think I'm crazy. Once you start doing it, you're like, you know what? Who cares? Like,
no one cares. Yeah.
Who cares? And I'll even make fun of myself and be like, don't mind me, just down here.
Just laying on the ground.
Laying on the ground. And they're like, oh, wow, you really go for it. I'm like, yeah, why not? So I think, yeah, just kind of getting over those initial feelings of doing something new with someone that you trust already or like that trusts you, I think is great. And that's kind of where I started as far as like shifting that. And I would also say like, don't wait for the perfect moment to send the photo. I think it's easy to say like those in between moments, you're like, okay, but is that, am I literally just sitting here the whole time? Like, you know, moments, like, constantly. Yes and no. I think I definitely take a lot. I know that, like I have my camera set to like high continuous because
totally
just like rapid fire. But I think if you're setting up a photo or if you're moving to another location or like walking to another spot in their home or walking to another spot outside, use that opportunity to take some photos, right?
Yes.
A perfect time to capture them walking together just naturally. Yes. I think part of setting up a moment, you can feel like, okay, and now we take the photo. No, how all those little movements in between when people don't think you're really on or ready that feel like them the most. And so don't be afraid to just like take a little bit extra pictures than
you overshoot. Yeah, we both do. Well, I love what you said about doing the shoots for people to try to get marketing material and stuff, because that is one thing I talk about in Art and Heart. We're going to talk about your family course in a second, and I feel like that is so important because I tell all my students like, do them for free, right? Because for some reason, once money is involved, it just changes the game and your expectations in your own brain just rise. And so we're less likely to be as carefree at the beginning when we're making that transition, right? And when you don't have money, it just gives you that freedom to say, this is for me. Yep. I'm going to direct this. I'm going to pick this spot. I'm going to do all this. I'm going to shoot how I want to shoot. And the times when I've done that, I still do that to this day. Like when I feel like I need a pick me up, right? Like something creative or different. Those are the images that are my fave.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, right? Like when you're able to just have that carefree feeling, especially when you're new to this kind of style, I feel like that's a game changer.
Oh yeah. 100%. I think because they're not paying or there's no money involved, it's kind of like you get to like set the tone for what it is. You mm-hmm. can experiment with editing differently. I know the times that I've shifted with my editing, it's been from like personal stuff that I've done that allowed me to kind of like mess around a little bit and try something new. And then I use that on paying clients and
And then you gain that confidence, right? So it's like doing the free shoot a couple, you gain that confidence to shoot that way. And then once you have that confidence, you realize, oh, I feel good about working this into my paid shoots as well, without having to just try something completely new while being paid with worrying that you're not going to meet their expectation, you know? So it gives you that confidence. That's so exciting. Okay. So tell me and the listeners a little bit about your online course with your approach to family photography. Tell us a little about it.
So my workshop is called the Storied Workshop. It's something that really came from people just messaging me and like asking questions about my approach. I really wanted it to feel like it's not like a how-to to be me. Like that feels so cringe to me. It's more like if you resonate with my work and my approach from what you've read, this is just like all out there. This is my process from start to finish. It's not editing because I feel like that's a whole nother beast.
Yes, for sure.
It's about like my philosophy, my approach. And it also has film sessions where I'm mic'd up. So you get that like behind the scenes perspective of how I work with clients. And so there's 5 of those. I also have 2 gallery glimpses, basically where I walk through the questionnaire of 2 real clients that I've had. Mm-hmm. Talk about the inspiration board that we came up with together, and then showed like the full gallery that I sent to clients and talking through the process of like the whole session basically. And so, yeah, my desire to come out with this really is just to have an honest look into what's been working for me. Again, not that it's the only way, but just to be there to come alongside people's journeys that are resonating with this type of photography.
Yeah. And I got a peek into the course and the workshop, and it's incredible. And I think one of the things I love is just your ability to like just share, you know what I mean? And I think that's something that can be not done all the time. Some people feel like they don't want to share their process. They don't want to do this, but I know you and I agree on this. It's like, there's room for everybody. And, you know, we're not teaching people to be clones of us. We want to draw out of you, like your true artistry, your vision, your things, but kind of just still showing, okay, here's how we get there. Yeah. And then you make it your own. And I just, I love it. It's beautiful. And I'm so proud of you for doing it. And I know it's been so successful so far, and it will continue to be. So that's so fun. We'll have links to all of Rose, you know, socials and website and all of that in the show notes. So if you're interested in learning more about the Storied Workshop, we'll have info there. And then I do a rapid fire at the end, Ro. I didn't prep you for this, but just,
oh my God.
Spontaneous. It's really just silly, fun questions. Okay. So what's your favorite lens?
35 millimeter.
Okay. What's your favorite light to shoot in?
Direct.
Okay, good. That's different. I love that. What is the last thing you got on Amazon? God. Or something recently?
I bought my friend flowers for her birthday yesterday, and I had it sent to her house. Oh, Amazon's a little less cute. I think I got some like steaks seasoning.
Love that. I love it. Okay. And your favorite food to eat? Like if you could go out to dinner and someone else is paying, or you could get whatever you wanted, what is it?
Korean food.
Oh my gosh. I've never had that.
Oh, spicy and delicious.
Yum. I love spicy food too. So I'll have to give that a try. Do you like go to actual Korean restaurant? Do they have, cause I don't know if I have.
There's like some, in the area that I'm in, there's like some like fusion stuff. There's definitely better places in the city.
Yeah, for sure.
Chicago. But yeah, anything that has spice that is interesting is like my vibe for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, me too. Well, thank you so much for being on today. This was incredible. Hopefully the listeners got so much out of it. I know I did, even just us chatting. And it's just so fun to talk about this approach and just everyone being able to explain to them the importance of, you know, communicating with their clients and how that can create the type of work and art that they're trying to do, which is documenting families authentically. So do you have any like last little parting words that you want to share or anything?
Just thank you for having me. And it's been just so great just to see more community happening in the photography world. Competition is gross and gatekeeping is gross to me. And I just feel like there's room for everybody. And I'm just so happy to always share what's been helping for me and have people make it their own. And so, yeah, it's just been a wild ride. Still feel like I'm winging it. So not arrived at all, but it's been fun figuring it out.
Yeah. And I think that's a good parting message is we're all winging it, whether we've been in business for 10 years, 6 months, 20. Yep. I mean, you know, industry changes, social media changes, we're always learning and evolving, our styles change. So I feel like anytime, you know, people look at photographers who they consider to be established, it's like the reality is they're still learning and growing too. And that's where we're all at, you know?
Yes. And we all, at least for me, I still have insecurities. Like I still spent like yesterday, I spent probably an hour editing one image because I was like, could not get the colors how I wanted it to
be. Yeah, totally.
Frustrating. And so, yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we're all people. I'll just try to figure it out and easier to do it together, right?
Yes, for sure. Well, thank you again so much for being on. Again, if you want to look at the show notes for this episode, you can find all of Rose's links and contact information in her bio. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Fill Your Frame with Jillian Golding. Remember, you can always learn more about the podcast and what we chat about by visiting the description notes or visiting fillyourframepodcast.com. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Audible. And if you've enjoyed today's show, please leave a review. It helps more people like you find our podcast. We are on Instagram at fillyourframe_podcast and at Jillian Golding. We'll chat next time. Bye-bye.